her attributes are resting on a piece of relief sculpture, which appears to be a battle scene. And we believe it's probably an allusion to the fact that her martyrdom was in itself a triumph for virtue. It's just an imaginary landscape and city in the background. But again, that's not a Roman city. That's a Renaissance city in the background. It's actually been suggested that some of these pictures, these portraits of saints, they could actually be portraits of a person whose namesake is that of the saint. So this could be a portrait of a woman named Agatha. One of the interesting things about this category of picture, it was a way of creating personal images for your palace that had the effect of both seeming to be pious and devout and at the same time being purely visually attractive and on another level, perhaps even erotic. But you could get away with it.
Press the red button to hear more about art created for private consumption in the 16th century. Press the yellow button to hear music from the Golden Age of Venice.